You are listening to KHUM, and as promised, joining me on the phone is Jonathan. He is one of the organizers of Sunday's events, Humboldt Pride Parade and Festival. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you. So let's start by talking a little bit about the event itself.
Okay. So Redwood Pride, first and foremost, is going to be this Sunday, September 24th. It's going to take place in the Arcata Plaza at 12 in the afternoon. The parade is going to start lining up around 11:30 on the corners of 9th and L. So if you want to view the parade, or if you even want to jump on in and join some of the public, you're more than welcome to do so.
So who else, you know, what do you have organized for the parade itself? What did we typically see?
So in this parade, we're going to have some awesome organizations involved. Planned Parenthood is going to be there, along with some youth that they work with in the community. Open Door Services is also going to be involved. There's going to be the Redwood Veterans are going to be there. We're going to have some community members involved, different organizations, all of which are huge supports in the LGBT community we have up here in Humboldt County. And there's just going to be a wide array of people showing the amazing diversity and inclusion that we have going on.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I know that in the past there have been issues with the Pride Parade and Festival, especially queer people of color feeling unsafe and uninvited. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I don't want to, you know, talk too bad about, you know, previous parades. That was a different group of people, and you know, they all have their own things that they want to do. But within our parade, our goal is to really make sure that we put a gold star on inclusion and diversity. That is our number one priority within all of this. We really wanted to make sure that queer, POC, and trans voices were uplifted, which is actually our number one community guideline in conducting all of our meetings. We also wanted to make sure that we made some space for people of color to talk about concerns that we have in the community, like sexual assault, homelessness, abuse, systems of power, and all kinds of different conversations.
Sounds like you've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, it's been a lot, but it makes me really happy to see that our community does feel very proactive in wanting to talk about some of these things. Just this week, for example, on Wednesday night, we had a panel on HSU campus talking about racism and white privilege in our community. And we had some awesome panelists come out and share some of our own experiences as queer people of color in Humboldt County, and how we've had to navigate this world and this community with racism, and even within the queer community, how racism plays such a huge part in our everyday lives.
I'm really glad to hear that people were given the space to speak and that folks felt safe to speak up and talk about their experiences. That's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
When you say on campus, we're talking about HSU, which is where you are a student, right?
Yes, I'm a senior at Humboldt State. I'm a Spanish major.
Oh, congratulations. Graduating this May, I assume?
Hopefully. We're all crossing our fingers.
So I see on the event that there's also going to be speakers and performances and activities. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening once the parade is done and you end up at the plaza.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is starting at the corner of 9th and L, the parade's going to start at 12 noon. And everyone's going to go ahead and walk on into the plaza. We're going to do a good, nice loop around the plaza. And we're going to give everybody a chance, you know, about an hour to walk around, check out the different organizations we have there, all of which I'd like to mention are
Please.
All community resources that are geared towards the queer community. You know, we're not going to have any corporations there. The only vendors we're going to have are local queer people of color, especially. So it's all about being community-oriented in this. And after everyone gets some time to, you know, mill around a little bit, we're going to have speakers at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have some speakers. We're going to have Renee from El Centro de Pueblo.
She is an amazing and powerful speaker. I adore that woman.
Oh, yeah. She does so much work, not only within the immigrant populations that we have up here, but also within social work and the homeless and She does so much good work for the community.
She does. She does indeed. And who else do you have?
So myself, I'm also going to be giving a speech after Renee.
Yay, Jonathan!
A local community member is also going to be giving a speech talking about trans inclusion and trans rights within our community, some trans disability.
That's really huge.
Especially because a lot of the time, the silencing of POC voices and trans voices go hand in hand. A lot of complaints and concerns about this current Pride is that it wasn't going to be trans inclusive. And although we are nowhere near perfect, I definitely don't want to say that we're perfect. We've done our best to make sure that we try and take those steps to including these marginalized communities that haven't been included before.
I really, really appreciate that. That is one of the things that we were hoping to see improve. I also want to ask you, as an ally, you know, can you talk about who all is welcome to Pride, please?
Absolutely every single person is welcome to Pride. Everyone that supports LGBT+ or queer rights is welcome at Pride. While in our community we may often have differing opinions about what Pride may be or what has Pride historically been, our goal for this Pride is to have everybody feel like they're not just coming to an event or they're coming to a festival, but we want people to feel like they're coming home to a community that welcomes them with open arms.
I'm really impressed because this is you're part of a brand new organization.
Correct. We're actually, many people have called us Redwood Pride as an organization or a nonprofit or what have you. But something really awesome about this group is we're just a group of community members coming together wanting to move forward and create a better future for our community. Absolutely, during these meetings the past 9 months, anybody was welcome to join, and you could come to one meeting or to all the meetings or to the ones that you can make it. You could be on a committee if you wanted to or not. You could just listen in. You could be involved as much or as little as you wanted to.
And sounds like you've taken on a lot. Tell me a little bit about the performances as well.
Yeah, so it's really awesome. We're going to be having a drag performance from a local drag king in our community, which we're really excited about. And we're also going to be having a DJ playing some music. We're hoping that within that, we're also going to be having like some time where we can put some Latinx music up there to just really get like the bodies moving and everybody really excited for what's happening. HSU Circus, which is a club that does like juggling and performances, is also going to be there. We're going to have some local artists there putting up their work. There's going to be a children's area. So we're really hoping that there's going to be a large diversity of things to be doing throughout the day.
It sounds wonderful. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of you taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule to call me and tell us about this today, because if you're a graduating senior, you've got a lot on your plate, plus this.
No problem. For me, all of this is about making sure that we have these difficult conversations and that we work towards building a community together. Again, I really want to emphasize that by no means are we perfect. No individual is perfect. No organization is perfect. But what we really want to do with this is bring together a community and have these conversations. We have enough external forces pushing problems on us. We don't need those internal conflicts as well.
That is a perfect summing up statement. Is there anything we haven't covered that you wanted to say?
The last thing that I want to mention is that if anybody out there is against Redwood Pride or in any way disagrees with something that we're doing, I just want to let y'all know that you are more than welcome to show up, you know, maybe carry a sign critiquing us in any way possible that you feel fit. The only thing that we ask is that you don't use any vulgar language or any direct attacking of any community members, because this is a family space. There will be children. But you are more than welcome to voice your concerns with us at any point, and we will genuinely do our best to improve.
Well done. I know not a lot of people put it out there, go ahead and criticize us.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, let's keep this civil and family friendly, even if you have grave upsets. Let's keep it adult and family appropriate. So that all makes sense. I have little dog barking at a fire engine outside my window. That's what that is. Jonathan, thank you so very much. I hope you have a huge success and turnout on Sunday. And again, everybody's welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Entirely my pleasure. Thank you, Jonathan.